Menachos, Perek Tes, Mishnah Ches, 9-8, we continue to discuss smicha, and here the Mishnah says, Hakol somchin, everybody does smicha, chutz mecher shot v'katan. First of all, the usual triumvirate of three people who haven't got da'as, the cheresh, the person who is born unable to hear or speak, the shota, the person who doesn't understand the consequence of their actions, the mentally unwell, and the katan. This would be a boy who was Naya Bar Mitzvah, not reaching 13 years old, and beginning to bring forth two pubic hairs. Those people have no das, and therefore they're exempt from all mitzvahs, and therefore they wouldn't do smicha. Now, if you'll ask, wait a second, how in the world could they bring a korban in the first place? Like, they have to be makdish, they have to consecrate the korban, and they're not able to because they haven't got das. The answer is, we just saw in the previous Mishnah, that a person could be yoresh, he could inherit his father's consecrated animal, in which case the inheritor now must bring it. So, we saw in the previous Mishnah that the heir, the Yoresh, he does do smicha, but not if he's a chereshot v'katan, he must still bring it, but he wouldn't do smicha in that case, because he lacks das. Then you have the Summa, that's a blind person, blind in both eyes, and it's that's really learned out from a Gezer Shavat, from the Sanhedrin, and the laying the hands on the Parhelem Davar, since the members of the Sanhedrin can't be blind, neither can the person doing smicha. It's a lemur from the pasuk over there, Gezer Shava. Also, you have the Nachri, a non-Jew, who brings an Ola, wouldn't do smicha, based on the lemur from the pasuk. It says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, it applies to them, they're somach, not non-Jews. Va'eved, va'shaliach, va'isha. Also, a Eved Kanani, a non-Jewish slave, a shaliach, someone sent as an agent to bring a korban, and an isha, a woman, doesn't do smicha. The reason why the shaliach doesn't is because the pasuk says, Yado, his hand, the hand of the Bailam, and not the hand of the shaliach, the agent. It says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael. The drush is b'nei Yisrael and not b'nos Yisrael. And that's the woman. And the Eved is connected to woman always. There's a hekesh that connects an Eved, Kanani, to an Isha, a woman, Jewish woman, in terms of mitzvah obligations. New paragraph. Usmicha. The mitzvah of smicha is shiyari mitzvah. It's an ancillary mitzvah. I mean, it's not essential to the offering itself. Meaning that if a person fails to do smicha for a reason, so then that in no way is ma'akev, does it undermine the efficacy of the offering. The zevach, what makes it effective, is that the blood goes on the mizbeach, and if a person, for whatever reason, failed to do smicha, that doesn't make it that the korban doesn't work. Al harosh, the smicha is done on the head of the animal, ideally between the horns of the animal, if the head is big enough. It has to be, and the person b'shtei yadayim takes his two hands, not one, but two hands, and pushes down with all his strength on the animal's head. And during that time, he will do his vidui when he's bringing the korban. Or according to the Rambam, if it's a shlamim or todah, he'll then praise Hashem. Although the pasuk says yado, his hand, in the singular, there's a separate. So even though it says v'samach yado in the singular, in the context of smicha, there is another parsha which talks about the tzir mishtaleach, the scapegoat on Yom Kippur, and there it says v'samach Aaron es shtei yadav. Aaron, meaning the kohen gadol, puts both his hands on the head of the animal, al rosh ha'seir, and it's learned out from there that it really is two hands that are pushing down on the head of the animal. And then uvumakam shesomchin, in the very place where the smicha happens, shochatin, that's where the shechita should happen, meaning the very same place in the yazara. So to speak, the animal's leg shouldn't even move off the ground. The takeif l'smicha shechita. Immediately after the smicha, ideally the shechita should happen. So really the proper thing, ideal thing is, let's say it's an animal that has to be shechted in the north, like an ola of the yazara. So then the bailam for the person bringing this ola would actually go into the yazara, past Ezra's Kohanim and into the north part of the yazara through the smicha over there. That's fine. And then ideally, they should do the shechita immediately thereafter. If for whatever reason it doesn't happen, the animal gets away or moves or something, of course, that's not a ma'akev. We just said that the smicha itself is not a ma'akev, so that wouldn't be a problem.